From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Thousands of people are waking up in the dark this morning after a line of strong storms moved through the state, especially in Metro Atlanta. Around 4,000 customers are without power. Most of those customers are in southeast Atlanta, while a large pocket of outages is also being reported in northeast Atlanta. Hundreds of people in Augusta are also waiting for repairs. Georgia Power says service should be restored around midday for most customers. After a 20-year hiatus, Macon's Pride celebration returned over the weekend. GPB's Mariana Bacayao was there.
Iconic Macon drag performer Tangerine Summers entertained around 400 people in a downtown park despite the pouring rain. The city officially declared the day Gay Pride Day. Summers says that's a far cry from the Macon of the 1970s.
When they lock us up, they call all the police officers and have us to strip, you know, and just, it was just like humiliation.
Summers says people in Macon are far more accepting now. Organizers say that this Pride event will be back in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Mariana Bacayao in Macon.
Georgia sheriffs are pushing for gun safety, announcing free gun locks for hundreds of people in Middle Georgia. This comes after a recent tragedy in Jones County, where a 5-year-old accidentally killed his younger sibling with a handgun. Following the incident, Jones County Sheriff Butch Reese announced that he would be handing out 100 free gun locks to residents. Sheriff's departments in Bibb, Muskogee, and Doherty counties will also be offering free gun locks through the project Child Safe program. Last year, Georgia's gun death rate was higher than the national average. The Cave Spring City Council plans to vote on a new alcohol ordinance today that could pave the way for craft breweries and micro distilleries. The North Georgia City has looked at changes since voters approved liquor sales in February. Sandra Lindsay is with the Cave Spring Downtown Development Authority.
There were four things they voted on was liquor by the drink, liquor by the package, liquor by the drink on Sunday, and package sales on Sunday.
The new ordinance would also allow residents to serve hard liquor. Sidewalk cafes and bistros, as well as lounges, will be permitted, while bars will not. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.